Kelsey, thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Boy, it's a big day for you. This is the culmination of months and months and months of work of you and your other team members, but also the local teams today for the walk.
Yeah, it has been a full year for us as the association and for the walk planning committee, you know, working with the local teams and participants for this year's walk.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this. Registration is going on now. It started at 7:30, right? Is that when registration starts?
It opens up. Yeah, it opens up at 8.
Oh, at 8 o'clock. So registration is going on now.
Yep.
And you can register until 9, right?
Yep, you can register until 9. Our opening ceremony is going to start here at 9:30, and then the walk itself will kick off at 10.
That's right. So take us through what's going to happen here at a walk. Is this something that happens kind of the same way across the country?
Yeah, we typically have, you know, event standards, usually between, you know, 2.5, you know, 3 miles routes. So everyone checks in, you know, gets the wristbands, you know, t-shirt vouchers and things like that. We've got sponsors day of that, you know, people come by and they'll be walking through and seeing what they have to offer. And then we got a lot of photo areas where teams are going to be getting their pictures taken. And then we'll have an opening ceremony that is huge. It's my favorite part of the, you know, the whole entire walk experience, where we've got speakers talking about their mission, which this year will be Trisha Bledsloe. Okay. She is going to be our mission speaker, explaining her story and, you know, being a caregiver for her mother. And then we've actually got a national anthem singer this year, and a color guard's actually going to come out as well.
Wonderful. And that's all happening at Lake Story Shelter 1 right there.
Yep, 1
right?
and 2. Yep.
1 and 2, yeah. It's so tell us about kind of how this all happens from the local level. Businesses, organizations, families, they all get a team together. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so usually toward the beginning of the year in January, we start going around to local businesses, mainly starting to look for sponsors to donate to, you know, help bring in money as well. They get on the back of the t-shirt and a table at the walk to show their support for the cause. And then we work with teams of families, facilities, other businesses as well. And we kind of help them join together, bring, you know, more participants on their team and help give them fundraising ideas to help, you know, hit their goals as well.
Right. So they've been raising money all these last several months now.
Oh, yeah. There's been some teams that have started raising in January 1st.
Wow.
They've been working on fundraisers all year round, and it's all coming together, you know, on Saturday.
That's right. And you have been, you're pretty excited because you're very close to your goal this year.
Yes, we are actually at $42,537 right now, and our goal is $46,000.
Wow.
So we've got about $3,500 left to bring in today. So hopefully, you know, we get all those turned in, and we can say, you know, once the walkers, you know, cross that finish line, that we've hit that goal.
That's right. And again, it doesn't cost to register for the event, but they do encourage you to join the cause and even bring in the last few dollars today. You could do that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. My main thing is, you know, encouraging people just to come out and see what it's all about. You know, if you can give a donation, whether it's, you know, 50 cents to a dollar or even more than that, it's more about, you know, raising awareness for the cause for Alzheimer's disease and helping those families get those resources.
That's right. And we're going to talk later on this hour about those resources. There's many things that you guys do here. And when I say you guys, the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter does for people involved in this here locally. And we'll also talk about maybe a little more specifically about what's going to go on today at the walk, because it's as you said, there's the ceremony, and it's a pretty moving experience.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things happening all morning from, you know, 8 to 10 p.m. when the walk starts, and then about to 11 when it wraps up. So there's a lot of events happening.
That's right. That's right. And it's a celebration of people who are currently suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, caregivers,
yep,
and also those that we have lost.
Yeah, so it's a variety of areas. You know, we've got people from, like you said, from caregivers to, you know, we've lost loved ones to those just support the cause because they're friends of a family that, you know, has went through the disease. And then we are going to have a few actually at the walk this year that actually have Alzheimer's or some type of dementia to, you know, show that they're not alone.
That's right. And they're walking this route too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We have people we've had little kids that are, you know, going to be here this today that are a month old to, you know, people that are, you know, they're being pushed in wheelchairs and walkers, and they get out there and they do it.
Kelsey, it's a pleasure to have you here today on Galesburg Live to talk about the walk.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So how does a young person like you get involved in the Walk to End Alzheimer's and the Alzheimer's Association, you know, altogether?
Yeah, actually it started in 2015 when I was in college. I had one of my great-grandpas passed away. He had Alzheimer's for 14 years. And my grandparents were his primary caregivers for about 12 of those 14. And so we got together as a family and went to the Cone Walk and just kind of raised, you know, I think we raised $500. We were just super excited to be there. And the main thing was seeing how many people, you know, in the areas actually are, you know, affected by this disease. So kind of from then out, I was studying to do event planning in college. So I just kind of decided, you know what, this is what I want to do. And so when I graduated, I actually got an internship here at the office that I currently work in, you know, helping plan these walks. And then eventually a job opened up and I took over. And this is my third walk season doing Knox Warren.
Wow. That is so well. Congratulations to you. You do a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love what I do.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially you're able to relate to so many people, especially when you do when you speak to organizations and speak to families and those who are putting teams together. You really have that personal side. I mean, you tell us a little bit about that. You saw your grandfather decline over those years.
So I've actually had in the last 5 years, I've had two great grandpas pass with Alzheimer's dementia and one grandpa pass with dementia. So I've seen it from all sides. You know, it can come real quickly and it can be a 14-year span.
Yeah.
And with my grandparents being those primary caregivers, I could definitely see the stress it had on them. And so that is a big part of why I do what I do. I want to make sure giving back with being, you know, from Knox Warren area myself. I want to make sure those families and friends that I do know that are, you know, having these problems with the disease, that they get those resources that my family didn't know about.
Absolutely. Well, and we were talking off mic, and you know this because I've been involved with the walk for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
My father suffered from Alzheimer's. He'd been in long-term care since July of 2015 and unfortunately lost his battle with Alzheimer's at the end of July this year. So I, too, see that. I mean, as from the caregiver's side, when we first started seeing the signs, and to watching him decline and really just deteriorate to just it was terrible.
Yeah, we've had a lot of stories. As you've seen, you know, the past few years, you know, being involved, there's a lot of stories and they're a lot of the same and they're different.
Yes.
Amongst everyone that's here, but we're all here, you know, for a purpose, and you know, everyone's been affected in some way. So it's good to show that, you know, not everyone's alone.
That's right. Because people listening right now, it's hard to find people who have not been affected by this in some way, whether it's a friend of a friend or a family member, someone close by, husband, wife. It's really hard to find someone who has not been affected. What are some of the numbers here in Knox County alone? I mean, I'm sure you guys have plenty of stats like that, but the numbers continue to grow.
Yeah, every year the numbers are growing. Honestly, every 65 seconds, someone's diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, in the country, which is huge. About that time it takes for you to make a Keurig of coffee.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you think about that, it's crazy. You know, Knox Warren counties, they are actually one of the highest populations of aging in the whole state. So this is very prevalent. It's going to become more prevalent, you know, as the years go on. So the more awareness we get out, you know, the more awareness that the families have, that the programs that the association offers for caregiver stress, especially to help with those, is going to be extremely beneficial.
That's right. And as you said earlier, it can be a very short thing, comes on very quickly and goes for a long time. So when you say Alzheimer's, it actually is kind of a blanket statement that goes over a lot of different dementia-related issues, right?
Yeah. Basically, Alzheimer's it's a type of dementia. It affects, it's not normal aging. It's progressive. Obviously, you know, we don't have a cure for it yet, unfortunately. But it can affect the brain, individuals, you know, ability to remember, think, plan. You know, it disrupts, you know, life, you know, their daily life skills.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's the sixth leading cause of death amongst the top 10.
Now, I know that, and it's also, it's the Alzheimer's Association, but it also, not just Alzheimer's, it's dementia-related
disorders.
Yeah,
so, I mean, a lot of dementias all have, you know, they have kind of the simple form of, you know, all having some type of relation to each other.
Yeah.
So we don't, you know, we do a lot of Alzheimer's and related dementias. It's not just Alzheimer's.
That's right. Well, my father specifically, his diagnosis back in 2015, when we finally had to take him out of his home, and he had to be in long-term care because we just could not handle him. His was vascular dementia.
It affects every single person differently. Yeah. When I've talked to a bunch of people, I've gotten asked, you know, what are some statistics of who it affects more? And honestly, anyone with a brain. You know, it can be someone that's worked in a mill for their whole life to someone who's got a PhD and the healthiest person in the world, and they can develop it. So that's one thing we do say, you know, it does not discriminate age or anything, because we've got people that are getting early diagnosis at the 30s. You know, it's not just an old age, you know, disease as, you know, we used to think. It is very more prevalent as, you know, younger years also.
Kelsey, it's great to have you here on Galesburg Live today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I've known Kelsey since she was very young. Kelsey and my daughter Maisie grew up together down in Abingdon.
Yes, so it's fun.
It's so cool to see these kids now that they're, I say kids, this young lady who is, you know, she's such a professional and has got this wonderful career that she obviously loves and has great passion for the Alzheimer's Association. And we're certainly proud of you, Kelsey.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, and you do a great job organizing the walk. You've been involved now for the last 3 years. It's going on today, and there's still time to get registered.
Yep, you can come out and register. Registration will end about 10 o'clock. We do have our opening ceremony at 9:30.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely come on out. Like I said, we want, you know, as many people out there to spread awareness for the disease. We've got 62 teams and 336 people, you know, going to be out here today. So it is a full, you know, full park.
62 teams.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It has grown tremendously. Last year we had 274 people day of, and we already, you know, before the walk even happened, we had 336 signed up. So,
wow. Why do you think it's growing like this?
Honestly, I think more people are starting to realize, you know, they're not alone.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot more people are getting involved. You know, it's not one of those stigmas of mental health that is out there. People are seeing, you know, there's others that have been through this. A lot of team members, you know, our other family members are getting diagnosed. So they're coming out here to try to find, you know, help find a cure sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. And so these people, we talked about this earlier, but teams, whether it's businesses or families or organizations, church groups, whatever, they've gotten together as a team earlier in the year and they started to raise money. So, what kind of teams are we talking about here? I mean, you said lots of businesses and stuff, but
yeah.
Can be anybody.
Yeah, we've got a lot of family teams. Yeah. Our biggest family team is, they've got at least 39 people right now.
Wow.
And then we've got, you know, a lot of Peterson Healthcare teams. Each of the individual facilities all have teams. They come out. You know, Cottage Hospital has a big team. There are about 30, 31 people on their team. So it's across the board. We've also got individuals that come out. They just fundraise themselves.
That's right.
So yeah, it's huge. They do a bunch of different types of fundraisers, you know, throughout the whole year. We had a big pancake Applebee's fundraiser, you know, in August we hold yearly. Yeah. And that brought in, you know, $850 this
year.
Wow.
Now those families, many of them are celebrating someone that they've lost to the disease.
Yeah. A lot of the families that do come out, a majority of them have lost someone. So when they come out, you know, they're representing and remembering those ones that they've lost, but they're looking to help, you know, find a cure and, you know, something, you know, to help prevent, you know, for it to be slowed down of the disease for their future selves.
That's right. That's right. Kelsey Moore is the manager of special events for the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live. The walk is going on today at Lake Story. You've still got time to get out there and get registered and be a part of the opening ceremony. Let's talk about that. It'll go on about 9:30.
Yeah, so the opening ceremony will start about 9:30. We're going to have National Anthem start us off. And then you are our MC this year.
That's right.
Appreciate very much. Everyone loves coming out and seeing you. And with, you know, you having that story, you know, connection to the disease, it definitely does help.
You know, that personal connection really, you know, I've wanted to be involved with it. But boy, when that really happened, when my father was diagnosed with dementia, that just kind of makes it really, really super personal. And to be able to see how his disease progressed over those 3 or 4 or 5 years, probably longer than that we noticed things were really starting to decline. You know, I've been there. So.
Yeah, yeah. So that definitely, you know, helps as you being MC. You know, you can, you know, share your story. And then we've got Trisha Bledsoe. She's going to be sharing her personal story about...
She a local person?
Yep, she's okay. Local. Yep, so she's actually on Team Steck. And then she's going to be sharing her story about her mother who's got dementia and kind of, you know, her story and why she, you know, walks and things like that.
Yeah.
And then Edward Jones is a national sponsor. So we will have a representative from them explaining, you know, what Edward Jones, why they're involved. You know, they deal with, you know, people in the community, you know, that, you know, are affected by this disease, you know, through their company. And then we'll have a Promise Garden ceremony, which is personally my favorite part of this entire ceremony.
It's a moving, moving thing.
It is. Every person that comes to walk on today has a different colored flower. Orange represents if they just support the cause. Yellow is if they're a caregiver, which is one of our heavily, you know, flowers that go out today. And then blue is if you have Alzheimer's or some type of dementia disease. And then purple is if you've lost someone.
Right.
And during this opening ceremony, hopefully you guys come out and check it out, because it is a beautiful sight to see all of these flowers up in the air and just showing how much, you know, this affects our area alone.
Yeah, it really is moving. I'm getting choked up right now, Kelsey, because it really is. It's pretty incredible. Unless you've experienced it, to be around. I think the cool thing is to be able to see and talk to those who are going through the same thing that you're going through, no matter what stage of this that you are, whether you are a caregiver and you just found out that your loved one has been diagnosed, or if, as in maybe my stage, where you've recently lost someone, you know, a month or so ago.
Yeah.
It's just to be able to see that you're not alone.
Yeah, definitely. And honestly, I've been to a lot of walks across the state, especially this year already. And Knox Warren is extremely special. This is the only walk I've seen where, even if you don't know who another team is, everyone's talking to each other. You know, everyone, you know, obviously has a connection to it. And it's one big family community that we have at this walk. And I'm extremely proud of everyone here.
Right. Kelsey Moore is the manager of special events for the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. And the walk is going on today. So when the ceremony is over, then what can they expect then?
Yeah, so once the ceremony is over, we will count down to the start of everyone getting ready to walk on the route. We start at the Brown Picnic Shelters, and we go west for about 2.5 miles total, getting all the way back. Then we have also a shortened route for those, you know, who don't want to go that 2.5 miles for sure that way. But we've got about 10 to 12 students from Upward Bound from Carl Sandburg that's going to be starting cheering everyone on and you know, thanking them as they come back with bells and whistles and, you know, cheering them on. So it's a great sight to have. We'll have about 21 kids between A-Town Student Council and some more Upward Bound kids from Carl Sandburg come out along the route to be cheering everyone on. So it's a fun sight to see out on the route. There's more entertainment, just not at the start of it, as long the route too.
That's right, and it's not a race. We want to say that it really is a celebration. We're walking for those caregivers. We're walking for those who currently are suffering from the disease, and walking for those who have lost someone.
Definitely, it is for everyone.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't personally been touched, we have a bunch of people that come out just in support of, you know, family members or friends of families that they've known for years. I've going, you know, being from around here, I've ran into a bunch of people last night at our, you know, bank night, and people I went to high school with, and I was like, they're like, oh, I'm involved as I'm a nurse, you know, at an Alzheimer's unit.
Yeah.
So it's good to see, you know, a big family community all together.
And you do see a lot of that. You said there's a lot of businesses that'll have maybe the table set up where you can get information about whether it's some of the local long-term care facilities, the assisted living, and
So we so health-wise for facilities, Edward Jones will be there on their end for the financial aspect. Cottage Hospital is always a big sponsor every year. Peterson Healthcare will have information about their normal nursing homes, and then also they'll have information about their Betty's Gardens, is specifically for, you know, those Alzheimer's units. And then Western Illinois Healthcare, they'll be there as well. And then we actually have Bankers Life, who also does the financial side of things. And then a new sponsor we have this year, 6140 Run. He's going to be out there, and he does a lot of walking with shoes and, you know, working with people to make sure they're comfortable and things like that. So he'll be out there. So we've got a wide variety of sponsors that are going to be out there that day.
So make sure when you're out there to stop by those booths, take advantage of all that information. In fact, coming up in just a bit, we're going to talk about some of the resources that are available to you if you are in this situation, because you really, sometimes you feel like, I know we say you're not alone, but boy, when you're in it, you really do feel like you're alone. You don't know where to turn, where to go. And I can share a little bit about my experience when I first got into it. You know, when we knew something was wrong with Dad. We knew something was wrong. He was very aggressive, very angry, very physical. Mm-hmm. And he was never used to be like that. And we knew that something was wrong. And I couldn't get his doctor to, I guess, move forward with anything. So I had to do that. And I moved forward asking for them to do a recommendation to see a psychiatrist. I moved forward with making the appointments. I moved forward with finally making that step to take his vehicle, to take the keys from him. At that point.
Yeah.
And then when we took that point to take him out of the house, and there's many times if you're in a family situation where you're the one making all those decisions, there's a lot of guilt in there too, right? I mean, you probably see that.
Yeah, definitely. We have, you know, care navigation services that we'll talk about here in a little bit.
Yeah.
About that, you know, we deal with that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we have 1-800 number that is there 24/7, 365 days, that they deal with this every hour of every day.
Yeah.
So
what is that 800 number? We can share that for,
the 1-800 number is, 1-800-272-3900. And they're there, like I said, 24/7, 365 days a year.
Kelsey, thank you again for joining us today for Galesburg Live. I know you've got a busy day, a busy morning ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me out.
Yeah. Well, she is one of the organizers of the Walk to End Alzheimer's, and it's going on today. And we were talking briefly. I wanted to spend the next few minutes talking about some of the resources that the Alzheimer's Association provides for individuals that are going through this. You know, I shared just a bit of my story, how when, you know, a loved one is diagnosed, there's a lot of confusion on your side. You don't know what to do, where to go. You don't know if it's time to get them out of the house. You don't know where you're weary from caring for this person, the time. And even before some of the more physical things where you actually have to dress them, it's just the time that it takes, and caregivers become so... You can get wore down to where you are not yourself anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely something we see as the Alzheimer's Association all over the country. And that's the big resource that we definitely try to provide to families, is those caregiver stress courses. We actually have programs that are set up to help those caregivers specifically on how to, you know, handle certain situations, like you said, you know, anger and things like that that you might not normally be used to. A lot of times it's just, you know, changing how you word things, you know, for them as well. I mean, we have a bunch of resources. We have a 24/7 helpline, and that number is 1-800-272-3900. They offer information, emotional support, caregiving tools, referrals for support groups, doctors in the areas, you know, like you said, you know, having trouble finding doctors, you know, locally, you know, they definitely are there to help you find something local where you're at.
That's right. That's right. You almost have to take, and thank goodness the Alzheimer's, because I went to the support groups. One of your coworkers, Daryl Carlson.
Yep.
I went to one of his support groups that he had at the Care Center of Abingdon before it was there, and it was very helpful. I asked lots of questions. There wasn't many of us there. But he was there to provide, again, information. It was more not about my father, because my father was getting cared for. They were doing a wonderful job caring for him in all of the facilities that he was in. All the medical professionals did a great job caring for him. It was me.
Yeah.
And my family dealing with the stress of all this and questions that we had. So that's the Alzheimer's Association is an incredible resource. And there are all of these support groups around. You need to take advantage of those, right?
Definitely. Majority of facilities have their own support groups within them.
Right.
As an association, we have one specifically that we've been running. We just finished up our second portion of it.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another one, you know, in April, for an early stage young onset service. So it's those ones that are just newly diagnosed.
Okay.
And it's for actually the caregiver and the person that's been diagnosed to both come in. And so, the person that's been diagnosed that, has the disease, they see other people, and they go, oh, hey, are you, feeling this way or, this way? And then on the other side, we have those caregivers that, okay, what struggles are you having, versus this one? And we give them those tools and support that they definitely need.
Mm. You have you wanted to make sure and talk about a program that you have coming up here in the area that's pretty important.
Yeah, definitely. This is honestly going to be a huge program for families that are in that caregiver status of, with someone with Alzheimer's or any type of dementia.
Yeah.
So the program is Understanding and Responding to Dementia-Related Behavior. So this this program is going to talk about helping you learn how to decode behavioral messages, identify common behavior triggers, and learn strategies to help intervene with someone in the most common behavioral challenges with the diseases. It's actually going to be Thursday, October 11th. From 3 to 4 p.m. at the Galesburg Community Foundation here on 2246 East Main Street,
yeah.
Suite 101. So it's right here in town. We make sure to, have stuff here locally so people don't have to travel.
Yeah.
But they can register ahead of time at 309-681-1100, or they can call that 24 helpline number. At 1-800-272-3900.
Kelsey Moore is the manager of special events for the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is going on today at Lake Story, but we're talking about some of the resources that the Alzheimer's Association provides for folks going through this here in this area, not just for those who are suffering with the disease, but certainly for the caregivers. And this program dealing with how to basically talk to a person with Alzheimer's, how to defuse a serious situation. My dad, when he was first diagnosed, he was already very violent, very aggressive. And before his medication became, was able to take more hold and actually do some good, he was very violent. And I remember he tried to jump out of my van while we were on the interstate, yelling in my face, yelling at me while I'm driving, and he reached over and tried to jump out of the van when we're going 55 miles an hour.
Oh,
that's when I said, that's it. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore. I would take him to Walmart because I didn't let him drive. And my job basically in Walmart, he knew where to go to get what he needed. My job was to be between him and every other human in that store. Because he would go after little old ladies. They looked at him wrong, and he would go after them. Oh, and the fear on their face. And I thought, my gosh, what is this? It is a frightening disease. And to learn tools, I didn't have the tools.
Yeah.
I learned impatience and anger myself before. I would have loved to have some of those tools to be able to try to diffuse some of those situations.
Yeah, definitely. And we try to have as many programs in the community as possible, and they range from, just a general program that we held back in June that's Know the 10 Signs of Alzheimer's, to give you just some things to look out for with families, to these ones that give you those specific strategies and ways to help, manage your own stress, let alone, the stress, because they are too. They're not knowing what's going on and thinking and everything like that.
Isn't that right? That's true. You tend to, you forget that this is a disease that they have. They're not just being ornery.
Mm-hmm.
Or being contrary just because they want to be mean. They're suffering with this, and they really don't know. So when you, when you are match their anger or level of anxiety, that's a bad thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. You want to try to, obviously they have as less control as you do, which in, certain situations you feel like you don't have control, at the same time as them. But in reality, you do have a lot more control than they do. And that's what these programs we have at the Alzheimer's Association, and that 800 number that we have, that's what they're there for. We had someone actually call in at 3 o'clock in the morning to that 1-800 24/7 hotline number, and just need help. They didn't know what to do. They were crying. They were upset. It was one of those stressful situations where they finally got their loved one to bed, but then they were up confused, like what just happened. And they stay on the line for 3 hours with her, calming her down, telling her strategies to work. So, like I said, that number is a savior to many people, you know, across the country.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, they have stuff that's locally and things like that too. So.
Wow. Yeah, I can absolutely relate. People are worried about, they talk about those that maybe are wanderers. Do they have that kind of, you know, if they are wandering, what are some things that you can do to help?
Yeah, definitely.
Short of tying them down, which you can't do. But you know.
Like I said, we have, there is a Medic Alert and Safe Return bracelets that you can get. And if you get a hold of that, our 24/7 helpline number, they can help you rearrange on how to get those, you know, for your loved one. My great grandpa, who had it for Alzheimer's for 14 years, he lived out in the country while my grandparents were taking care of him. And in between where they had someone go out there during lunch times, and then between them coming back, he would wander. He got lost in a cornfield. So it is definitely prevalent. I know the worry and, you know, stress that that definitely puts on. But we actually just unveiled, within the last year, Silver Search. If you guys haven't heard of it, it is an amazing program. It's basically like an Amber Alert for those who have Alzheimer's or dementia. So we send out basically the same thing, pictures, information. So all the local authorities have that information. They're out looking for specific, if, you know, if they aren't supposed to be driving, but they're out there with their car, you know, the license plate number is out there. And we've already recovered so many people that have left through this, through Silver Search, just by plugging in that information.
My gosh, that's pretty amazing. Kelsey Moore is the manager of special events for the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. What is the one thing that you could say to a caregiver who is maybe feels like they're at the end of the rope? They just don't know what to do anymore. They don't think they can do this, but they're not quite prepared to take that step that they need to take.
Yeah, and honestly, coming from firsthand, my grandparents, that's why they were the caregiver for 12 of those 14, because they didn't want to put him in a home, and they knew he would not like it. Honestly, the biggest thing is to remember to breathe. You know, there are people that are there to help. That 1-800 number is there, you know, any moment of every day. You know, we have those resources. We have those ways and strategies to stress yourself and your loved one. So do not hesitate to get a hold of us no matter what time it is. We are definitely there for you.
Very good. And I'm right along with you there with the idea of they didn't want to take that next step to put them in a long-term facility because they just, oh my gosh, I don't want to put my dad in a nursing home. If there's anything that I could say is I wish I would have done it earlier. I wish I would have because he was so well cared for. And I was not able to care for him as well as our local professionals can. And I just couldn't pull the trigger. Until it was so far gone that I wish I would have done that for his own sake.
Yeah, and that's where my family was at too. You know, when it came to that point, him wandering off, and it took hours to find him. You take it upon yourself. You feel guilty, you know, and you're like, hey, if I, you know, would have maybe put, I don't want to do this, but it's for their best safety and mine.
That's right. Kelsey, I'd love to be able to sit here and talk for the whole morning, but you have got a busy, well, both of us have a busy morning here for the walk. I want to thank you so much for talking with us today on Galesburg Live. I hope you come back again and bring your friends too from the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us. You have been such a great support for us at the association and, you know, through the walks. So I'm glad you're here today to, you know, help kick off our ceremony here soon.
That's right. Well, we hope to see you out at the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And again, that 800 number for the hotline, Kelsey.
Yes, it is 800-272-3900.
That's right. Talk to these people. There is help out there. You're not alone. Kelsey Moore, thank you so much.
Thank you.